And I'm Audie Cornish. Here are some sobering numbers. Across the U.S., more than 20 million people abuse drugs or alcohol or both, and only about 1 in 10 of them is getting treatment. People seeking treatment often have to wait weeks or months. Looking to change that, President Obama's latest budget includes new funding to expand drug treatment. Here he is last fall.
With no other disease do we expect people to wait until they're a danger to themselves or others to self-diagnose and seek treatment. Every other disease, you got a broken leg, you got diabetes, you got some sort of sickness, we understand that we got to get you help.
He's not the only one talking about this. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have testified about how addiction has ravaged their communities. On the campaign trail, Ted Cruz and Jeb Bush, among others, have shared heart-wrenching stories about their own families. And in Baltimore, where we've been following Health Commissioner Lena Wen, there's a big push for instant access to treatment. The minute someone says, "I'm ready for help," they get it. Now, the need for such treatment on demand became clear to us when we caught up with someone we first introduced to you last fall, someone who goes by the name Teacup.
That's my nickname.
What is it?
Teacup.
Her real name is Andrea Towson. She's a 50-year-old grandmother of two from West Baltimore, and she's an addict.
I am. I'm an active heroin user. I am. I'm 33 years, as a matter of fact.
After our story aired, the comments we got were peppered with insults, calling her a junkie, referring to addicts as scumbags. Several of you asked, why doesn't she just get treatment? A question I'd asked her myself in the story. Don't you need to get clean?
I absolutely do. Can you help me, please? Actually, that's my next thing.
But as Teacup's story shows, it's not so simple. All right, so let's go back to just before Christmas. I got a text from Nathan Fields. He's a health department outreach worker who's known Teacup for years. He knew we were interested in following up. "Have Teacup here," he wrote, talking to her about a treatment center. We called him right away, and he put her on the phone with us.
So, usually I want to be in treatment, or at least the first of the year be in treatment.
So you want to be in treatment for the new year. We were hunched over a cell phone in the middle of the newsroom. Teacup tells us that Nathan Fields had called around and gotten her an appointment at a treatment center for the following week, even offered to drive her there.
Are you going to be with Nathan tomorrow, or where could we find you?
She sounds excited, and she agrees to meet with us.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Bye, baby. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The next morning, we head to West Baltimore. And sure enough, we find Teacup on the street corner, exactly where she said she'd be.
Hey, Teacup. It's me, Audie. Hey.
I thought that was you.
How are you? Come on to the car. Yeah.
It's cold. It's pouring rain. It's 9 in the morning. We're standing across from the Upton Avenue Market subway station. And Teacup is in no mood for an interview.
You know, I'm always be honest. I haven't had no dope yet, so it's going to be a minute because it's raining.
Teacup's twin missions: get high to stop feeling sick, get money to get high. In this case, a friend is going to pay Teacup to style her hair. Her own hair is wrapped in a silk scarf, and she's wearing brown knee-high leather boots. Her eyes are scanning and scanning the street behind me. This is a known open-air drug market. A man next to Teacup doesn't think we should be standing here, even in broad daylight.
It's not safe for y'all knowing this corner.
They know.
Teacup tells us to wait in the car, but after 2 hours, she's disappeared. Now, Teacup says she wants to change, but an appointment a week away? To an addict, 7 days might as well be a lifetime. Nathan Fields wasn't surprised that a day after he scheduled her appointment, Teacup was back out trying to get drugs. But he was worried.
So many other things can happen. One thing, she could die. She could overdose, because if she's feeling dope sick, she's going to use. You know, she's going to find a means to use.
He knows, because he beat his heroin addiction decades ago, and it did not happen on the first try. He says the feelings that drive you to want to get help can be fleeting.
That feeling of being alone, being by yourself. Heroin has always been a great companion for people that are dependent, best friend. It can talk to you. It can reason with you.
Today, there are an estimated 20,000 people in Baltimore using heroin, 65,000 with some kind of addiction to drugs or alcohol. This after decades of focus on the issue. In the 1990s, the city made headlines when then-Mayor Kurt Schmoke introduced what he called a medicalized approach to the drug epidemic. His view that it was a public health problem, not just a criminal justice one, was controversial. It was during that time that billionaire George Soros gave the city $25 million to come up with innovative ideas, and the movement for treatment on demand gained momentum. New programs were launched. Progress was made, but it was not nearly enough. We asked Health Commissioner Lena Wen if she thinks treatment on demand today is even possible.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I think we can progress because we're so far off from it. We're so far off.
So she's trying to tackle some big picture problems. First, inventory. In Baltimore, they don't even know how many treatment beds or slots exist because there is little organization or oversight of treatment providers. So she's got staff working on a new system that will show in real time what's available at treatment centers across the city. And second, Dr. Wen says it's time to rethink what treatment looks like. She says don't assume it's all about detox and rehab. She'd like to see more people in outpatient treatment, methadone or buprenorphine programs. And she says treatment has to include counseling and social support.
How about a peer recovery specialist? How about individuals that will connect people into treatment in the first place? How about supportive housing?
These are ideas that are gaining traction, in part because there's this big national conversation taking place about addiction, which, by the way, isn't lost on the people of Baltimore.
At a lot of community events that I've gone to, people have expressed their anger that now that there are white kids dying of overdose and white middle-class women dying of overdose, that now we care about this issue, when actually in Baltimore City, we've had people dying from overdose. We've had addiction in the city for decades.
But Lena Wen, always the pragmatist, sees an opportunity.
Because of the conversation happening around the country, and yes, in some wealthy areas too, there is funding that can potentially be leveraged to enable us to do treatment on demand in a way that was not available before.
But you know, this is all a long way away for someone like Teacup. Last month, we found Andrea Towson steps away from the street corner where we'd last seen her that rainy day in December. She clearly hadn't made it into treatment.
What's that, Tika?
Hi, baby. How are you?
Who's this?
My friend.
It was actually my producer, Andrea Hsu.
How are you feeling today?
I don't feel well. I'm irritable. I want this chapter of my life to close. Just end. I'm done. And it's not happening fast enough. And I know it's me, it's the role that I play. But now I'm broken. Spiritually, I am depleted.
And she said, I'm ready. Turns out Towson had yet another appointment at a rehab center the following week. But she was pretty sure it was just an interview and that there would be an additional wait. And she knows even if she got a spot, she'd have to overcome her addiction and her own will.
Like, if somebody came up and said, Andre, you can go to treatment right now, you know what I would say? Can you get me well first? It's always going to be there until I get it done.
This is how she talks about her addiction. She's well when she's had a hit. She's dope sick without the drugs. This is, as Towson calls it, her reality. She's an addict. She's HIV positive. She's been off her medications for more than a year. And she's sitting in a park where people come looking for her when they want to get high. They know her as the doctor, someone who can help them hit a vein when they can't. But she doesn't want to be here. She says she wants peace of mind.
I don't have a peace of mind. Because I know that tomorrow I have to do the same thing again. I just want to be able to wake up and eat breakfast and be normal, whatever that might be. I'm just ready to be Andrea. Teacup is done. Is she done? She'll always be a part of me, but I no longer want to be her. Teacup is a full-blown drug addict. Full-blown. I choose to live now.
We don't know what's happened with Andrea Towson. Every day, we wonder whether she's made it into treatment or whether she's back on that park bench answering to Teacup.